91X News.
It's 1 degree and mostly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brock Butler. With each passing week, the amount of days students are missing due to teacher strikes is growing, which means critical class time is being missed. Robert Champagne has more.
With 6 strikes already planned for February across 3 different boards, students will be spending a lot of time out of class. Carrie Donnell, who is the spokesperson for the Hastings and Prince Edward School Board, says there is no plan to extend the school year at this time. How that missed time will be made up is up to the teachers.
That will just happen through normal classroom activities and learning. The teachers will manage their classes as they normally would.
Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation President Harvey Bischoff says he understands the anxiousness of parents.
Yeah, I understand that nervousness and appreciate it as a parent myself. I would say if we allow this government's destructive agenda to go forward, the long-term negative impacts on their children will be far worse than what arises from the single days of action that we have taken.
Bischoff also spoke about the main issues holding up an agreement for the Secondary Teachers Union.
There are several significant outstanding issues. I could, encompass them all under the heading of quality of education issues, which would incorporate class size, incorporate the number of education workers that we have in the system, and mandatory e-learning.
In an email reply, Ingrid Anderson, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Education, said that they recognize the impact of union escalation on families as real, and they'll continue to stand up against the withdrawal of services to students across the province. Teachers from all 4 of Ontario's major teachers' unions will be walking out on February 21st, which will result in all public schools being shut down across the province. Robert Champagne, QNET News, Belleville.
Meanwhile, all 4 Ontario's major teachers' unions say they will stage a one-day walkout on February 21st. The job action will see all public schools in the province closed for the day. Education Minister Stephen Lachey is calling on the unions to enter private mediation to reach a deal.
And the fact that I've heard that the teacher union leaders have opted to escalate again next week, knowing that there is still a pathway to consider private mediation, to invoke an option that worked with QP just months ago and that would help us end the impasse that is upending so many young people's lives, I think is an irresponsible choice.
The news comes as hundreds of elementary teachers protested outside of a downtown Toronto hotel today where the education minister was speaking. The OPP have said they are preparing to end the protest on the CN tracks in Tiendanega, Mohawk Territory today. Sarah Cook is in Tiendanega with an update.
So we're providing an update here at Wyman Road Rail Crossing in Tiendanega, Mohawk Territory. The mood remains mellow so far, and as we can see, there are only 3 OPP cruisers at the end of Wyman Road. However, there are claims that there are 15 more cruisers parked over the hill on the north side. People have been bringing supplies such as coffee and firewood all day. So far, the police have not moved to enforce the junction. We'll be here all day to provide you with updates. Sarah Cook, QNET News, Tiendanega.
Protesters have said they won't leave until the RCMP leave Wet'suwet'en territory. The RCMP has dismantled the camps but are staying to ensure compliance with the court order. The head of emergencies of the World Health Organization, or WHO, says it is way too early to try to predict the beginning of the end of the new coronavirus outbreak in China. In Canada, Federal Finance Minister Bill Munro is downplaying the impacts of the outbreak on the economy and maintains that health risk to Canadians remain low.
In Canada, we have a strong economy. We think we can deal with those impacts. And we always want to remind people that the health risk we see as low. So we're carefully monitoring the economic risk, but that health risk is something that we're managing well.
Dr. Mike Ryan says it is reassuring that the number of new daily cases of the illness appears to be stabilizing. But he says officials still need to focus on the task of containing the virus that has killed more than 1,000 people and infected more than 14,000, or 43,000. The president of Senegal pushed back today when asked at the at a news conference, but with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, on why homosexuality remains illegal in Senegal, denying that homosexuals are discriminated against in against in his country. For his part, Trudeau said he brings up human rights every chance he gets, but acknowledges there is more work to do.
In our conversations, of course, I talk about human rights, and we recognize there's always more work to do everywhere around the world, and Canada will be there as a friend and partner as we move forward.
Senegal has pledged to support Canada's bid for a seat on the United Nations Security Council. Canada, Norway, and Ireland are campaigning for two available seats at the powerful table. Trudeau has spent several days in Africa, partly to drum up votes from leaders across the continent for Canada's Security Council campaign. Belleville's Parrot Gallery is asking local artists to submit their original work for its juried show. The deadline for submissions is March 27th, and gallery clerk Linda Miller says the show has so far received fewer submissions than expected.
Well, so far we're a little slow. We were a little late getting it out too, but we don't have a lot yet.
The show is titled Faces and Places and will run from May 7th to June 4th. Artists are asked to submit pieces centered their inspirations. Miller says the show is a great way for artists to get exposure in the community.
We are open from beginners to seasoned artists, right? And especially if you're a beginner, it would give you some exposure to what's out there. And even some people who've been painting quite a while, they don't actually put their work out there for the public to see. And why not? You know, I mean, if this is something you like to do, why not put it out and let people see it?
For a fee of $25, artists can submit two pieces. For more information, click on the gallery section at the QNET or at the BelleviLibrary.ca website. That's QNET News on the on 91X at 4:05. Sports is next with James Tubb.
So, in summary, there is, in fact, a difference between cardboard and boxboard, and they need to be recycled separately. Any questions?
What are examples of boxboard?
Cereal boxes, cracker boxes, basically any single layered paper box, they get recycled with paper fibers.
So what's cardboard?
Bulkier, multi-layered boxes like moving and shipping boxes.
And what do I do with those?
Just bundle them and put them beside your blue box.
Oh, that's easy.
For any other questions, please visit quintirecycling.org.
In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs have signed forward Pierre Engvall to a two-year, $2.5 million extension. The 23-year-old native of Sweden has 7 goals and 7 assists in 35 games with the Maple Leafs this season. Engvall has added 4 goals and 11 assists in 34 career AHL playoff games with Toronto, helping the Marlies capture the Calder Cup in 2018. The Maple Leafs took Engvall in the 7th round, 188th overall in the 2014 NHL draft. Winnipeg Jets head coach Paul Maurice has signed a multi-year extension with the Jets. In his 7th season as Jets coach, Maurice has guided Winnipeg to the playoffs 3 times, including a run to the Western Conference Final in 2018. The Jets entered tonight's action 1 point out of a playoff spot. All 3 games on tonight's NHL schedule feature Canadian content. The Montreal Canadiens are in Boston to take on the arch-rival Bruins. The Canadiens have won 7 of their last 10 games. Elsewhere, Calgary is at Los Angeles, and Vancouver hosts Chicago. The Canucks will retire the jerseys of Henrik and Daniel Sedin before the game. Myles Garrett has been reinstated by the NFL, ending the Cleveland defensive end's indefinite suspension for a vicious attack on Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph last season. Garrett ripped off Rudolph's helmet and smashed him over the head with it during a November game on the U.S. national television. Garrett missed Cleveland's final 6 games. Toronto Blue Jays catcher Reese McGuire is facing a misdemeanor exposure charge after an incident last week in Dunedin, Florida. Officers were called to a public parking lot for a person seen sitting inside an SUV exposing himself. the sheriff's office said in a statement, adding the subject was cooperative and did not deny the allegations. Authorities say a court date has been scheduled for next month. The Toronto Raptors will try for their 16th win in a row when they visit the Brooklyn Nets in NBA action tonight. The Nets threatened to end the streak at 13 games Saturday in Toronto, but the Raptors held on for a 119-118 win. The Nets rebounded from that loss with a 106-105 win over Indiana on Monday. Toronto Raptors president Masai Ujiri says a lawsuit filed against him by a Northern California sheriff's deputy is, quote, malicious. Alan Strickland alleged in the lawsuit filed Friday in a Northern California district court that he suffered injuries, quote, which caused and continue to cause great mental, physical, emotional, and psychological pain and suffering, end quote, after a shoving match with Ujiri. The incident occurred June 13th after the Raptors won the deciding Game 6 of the 2019 NBA Finals against the Golden State Warriors at Oakland's Oracle Arena. Ujiri went onto the court to join his celebrating team when Strickland stopped him because the Raptors executive didn't provide the proper on-court credential, leading to a shoving match that was partially captured on video. The novel coronavirus, known as COVID-19, is affecting the world of motor racing. Reporter Tom Rivers has the details.
Formula One's governing body has officially put the brakes on the Chinese Grand Prix that was due to be staged in Shanghai in April. It's the latest sporting event impacted by the viral infection engulfing the country. Motorsport officials will now study potential alternative dates for the race later in the year should the situation improve.
It's the first time a race has been called off since political unrest led to the cancellation of the 2011 Bahrain Grand Prix. Send us your team or league scores email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, this afternoon it'll be 0 degrees and mainly cloudy. Tonight will stay cloudy with periods of snow to an amounting up to 2 centimeters and a low of -3 degrees. Tomorrow we'll have periods of snow up to 2 to 4 centimeters with a high of 0 degrees. At 4:10, it's currently 1 degree. QNET News on the air, on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Tubb, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5 o'clock.